Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. Today we're going to talk about the subject of conquering in your life. God wants you to conquer in every area of life. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Are you born of God? Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Then it says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." This word overcometh is a Greek word nikao, which means to conquer and carry off the victory. God wants you to conquer and carry off the victory over the world and over every enemy that would come against you in every area of your life. Verse 5 goes on and says, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are going to do what he says. You are going to follow the Word of God. You're going to put the Word of God first place in your life. You're going to continually do what he says. When we got born again, we got the faith of Jesus Christ, a general spirit of faith that we're to live by. And through the Word of God, we get specific faith that you and I are to act upon. And as we put our faith in operation, we will see victory come forth in our life. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, the Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" The who is talking about a person, and that person is the devil. "Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Those are the things that the enemy uses to come against us. Verse 36 goes on and says, "As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Who views us that way? It's the devil who accounts us as sheep for the slaughter. But verse 37 goes on and says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You are able to conquer every enemy. Now, of course, who is your enemy? It's Satan. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Your adversary is Satan, and he is going forth as a roaring lion. He is walking about. He is seeking whom he may devour. And what does he come to do? In John 10:10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy." All of the stealing, killing, and destruction that has come in your life, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, social, relationships, it's all been a work of the devil. Jesus says, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." You are able to conquer in life because the Lord has come on the inside of you. And in 1 John 4:4 it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, have conquered them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world." The greater one is living on the inside of you, and you are well able to conquer every enemy that comes against you. In Luke chapter 11, verse 21 to 22, we see something. It says, "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusteth, and divideth his spoils." So this is talking about a strong man who has all of his goods in peace, and yet it speaks of a stronger one coming on him and overcoming him. The strong man is Satan, who has had people in bondage in areas of their life. The stronger one is Jesus, who comes upon him and conquers him. The greater one is on the inside of you, and you are able to overcome the enemy because of Jesus in you. In Romans chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says that you're to be justified in your sayings, and you might overcome when you're judged. You can conquer when you're judged. You're being judged by the enemy who's bringing his accusations against you, in which he wants to bring destruction against you in your life. If you have dealt with sin, then his accusations will be groundless, and you'll be able to conquer the enemy. This is why you've got to conquer all areas of sin in your life and walk in the ways of righteousness. In Romans 12, verse 12, the Bible says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." We're not going to be overcome of evil. That would be walking in the ways of sin or walking in the ways of the flesh or yielding to the enemy in some capacity. No, we're going to do what God says, walking in line with His Word. When you walk in line with God's Word, then you're going to be right with the Lord, and the enemy's accusations will not be successful against you. Revelation 12, verse 10 speaks of Satan as the accuser of our brethren who accuses us before God day and night. Now, if we have confessed our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ continually keeps us cleansed from all sin. Verse 11 goes on and says, "And they overcame or conquered Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." So they overcame or conquered Him in what way? They overcame His accusations by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, because they're walking in line with the Word of God. And because you're walking in the light, then the blood of Jesus Christ keeps us continually cleansed from all sin. Now in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, of good courage. I have overcome or conquered the world." Well, if Jesus conquered the world, then you and I can conquer the world because we are in Him. If we walk in the ways of sin, we're not going to be able to conquer Him. But if you will walk uprightly before the Lord, be of good courage, you can conquer the enemy and everything that he would bring against you in this world. At the same time, in the world, you will have tribulation, which means pressure. The pressure will come against you to try to get you to sin, to compromise, to not walk in the ways of the Word of God. But you are well able to conquer the enemy in every area of life. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 13, he says, "I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one." This is speaking of young men in the Lord, and they have conquered the wicked one. You are able to conquer the wicked one in your life. Verse 14 goes on and says, "I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." Now we see how they were able to overcome the enemy. It's because they got spiritually strong because the Word of God was abiding in them. As you become strong and mighty, having the Word of God abiding in you, you're going to be able to conquer the wicked one. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." As we put on the whole armor of God through the Word in our heart, the Word in our mind, the Word in our mouth, the Word directing our steps, we're going to have the power of God resident on the inside of us. And then as we pray in line with the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, then we're going to release the power of God with mighty force. And the way we get this power of God resident in us is by putting on the whole armor of God. The Bible says you will be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. That means you can get the victory in every area of your life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, it says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens." You and I are going to put our faith in operation to subdue kingdoms and conquer the enemy as we're going to fight that good fight of faith. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 20 and following, Moses said to them, "If you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord, and before Israel, and the land shall be your possession before the Lord." This speaks of the fact that they were to get armed, just as you and I are to get armed, putting on the whole armor of God for war. And as we go armed after the enemies to destroy them, God will drive all of the enemies out of us as we cast out all the evil spirits that have come into us from inheritance, our own sins, or victimization. And we're going to subdue those enemies underfoot. And he says when you do that, you'll be guiltless before the Lord, and then you'll possess the land. This means that you and I, as we enter into the spiritual warfare and conquer all of our enemies, we will be guiltless before the Lord, and then we will possess the promises of God in our life. This also tells you that if you do not put on the whole armor of God and go armed for war and fight that good fight of faith and war the good warfare, you'll be guilty before the Lord, and you will not possess the promises of God in your life. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 9 in verse 3, he says, "Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. As a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face, so that thou shalt drive them out and destroy them quickly." In the New Testament, God has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. And what does he want us to do? He wants us to drive them out and destroy them quickly, destroy all of the works of the enemy in our life. As we do that, we're going to subdue these enemies. We're going to conquer them, and they're going to be put underfoot. We see in Joshua 18:1 how they went forth and the land was subdued before them. In Judges 3:30, it speaks of how Moab was subdued under the hand of Israel and the land had rest. In Judges 4:23, God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. In Judges 8:28, the Midians were subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. In Judges 11, verse 33, it says, "He smote them with a very great slaughter, and the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel." And then in 1 Samuel 7:13, "So the Philistines were subdued and came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel." And it says the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, and the coast did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Here we see time after time, enemy after enemy was being subdued. Moab was subdued, Midianites were subdued, the children of Ammon were subdued, the Philistines were subdued. This is all a type of the spiritual enemies in your life. You can subdue every single enemy and they will be smitten under your foot. At the same time, for God to conquer your enemies, you're going to have to get involved into the warfare. We see in 2 Samuel 8, verse 1, it speaks of David, who is the king, which is a type of you and I as kings under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. It says, "David smote the Philistines and subdued them." God wants you to smite all of your enemies. How are you going to do it? You're going to do it with the sword of the Spirit, which is with your mouth, because you're going to war with your mouth as you speak against the enemies and you cast them out, or you resist them, or you speak to those mountains. You command them to be removed in the name of Jesus. You have dominion. You can bind, you can loose, you can cast down, throw down. You can destroy all of the works of the enemy in your life. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 38, David's Psalm of Thanksgiving, he says, "I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I'd consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them, but they could not arise. Yea, they're fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." You got to understand, the devil hates you. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy's pursuing after you to try to destroy you in areas of your life. This is why you and I have to turn the tables on the enemy, and we as conquerors are to go forth and pursue our enemies. This means to run after them with hostile intent and destroy them. And it says he didn't turn again until he consumed them. You and I are going to continue to go after our enemies as we cast out every spirit that's come into us from inheritance, our own sins, or victimization, and we're going to drive out every enemy that's trying to affect our life. He said, "I consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise." In other words, he did not stop. He continued to go after them until they were destroyed. They could not arise. They were subdued. They were fallen under my feet. Now, how did he do it? God gives us strength for the battle. And all those enemies that rise up against us, we're going to see them be subdued underfoot, because he has given us authority over all these enemies. And you and I can smite the enemies and conquer them.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.